Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Cassie.
And this is the Culips English Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Simplified Speech, the Culips series, which features clear, natural, and easy to understand English conversations about an interesting topic between native speakers. Today, helping me co-host this episode is Cassie. Hello, Cassie. How's it going?
I'm doing excellently, Andrew. How about you?
I'm doing good as well, Cassie. You told me you just got back from swimming.
Yes, my hair is wet.
That is an interesting piece of behind-the-scenes trivia, I suppose, or an interesting fact is that often when we record simplified speech, Cassie has wet hair because she just gets straight out of the swimming pool and into the recording studio. So that's kind of funny. And probably something that no one would ever imagine. But that's the truth. So anyways, guys, we'll get started with our episode today. We have a fun celebratory episode, Cassie, because you and I both have birthdays in the spring. We're both spring babies, and we both have milestone birthdays coming up. Maybe we should explain what that means. What does it mean, a milestone birthday?
It means like one of the big ones, and it usually represents a decade of you being on the planet. So for example, for me, I am turning 30 this year, and Andrew is turning 40.
Yeah, you're probably really happy, and I'm depressed about it. But it's true. I don't know, Cassie, what would you say the big milestone birthdays are? Probably for parents, you know, if you have a new baby, the first birthday is probably a big milestone.
Yeah, depends on the culture. Like in Spain, the quinceañera, 15th birthday, and in America, 21, when you're like legally allowed to drink alcohol, that's a big one.
Well, what about Sweet 16 in the States? Is that a big birthday celebration? Correct me if I'm wrong, because we do have this concept of Sweet 16 in Canada, I think, but it's mostly borrowed from the States. But to my recollection, and now going back thinking to when I was a teenager is a long time ago, so it's tough, it's foggy. But to my recollection, that was more of a big birthday celebration for the ladies, for women turning 16. Is that what it's like? Like a big celebration if you're a girl turning 16, but if you're a guy, it's not so special?
Yeah, I think it depends on how rich your family is. That's also when you're allowed to drive in the US. So a lot of teenagers might get their first car on their 16th birthday. I did as well, but it was a junker car. We were not rich, but I still loved my old car.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. So I guess the ones that you mentioned in Canada, it's 19. 19 is the legal drinking age and the age when, for me, it was important because I loved music and I could finally get into like a nightclub to watch a band or a concert. So that was important for me. And after that, I suppose it's just the decades, right? Maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, something like that. So anyways, we both have these two milestone birthdays coming up soon, and that is what we will talk about today.
And guys, before we get started with today's conversation about birthdays, I just want to let you know that the best way to improve your English with Culips is by becoming a Culips member. Culips membership can help you take your English skills to the next level and become the confident English speaker you've always dreamed about. As a Culips member, you'll get unlimited access to all of our learning materials that our team of teachers create to help you improve your English faster than ever. Some of the benefits that you get as a member include interactive transcripts and helpful study guides for all of our regular episodes, ad-free audio so you don't have to listen to ads like this one, and you'll also get an invitation to our monthly live streams where you can hang out and practice English with Andrew and other Culips members. Plus, there are some special bonuses like exclusive content and our member-only series, The Fluency Files. And the best thing is you'll get all of this for a very affordable price. So join the club, become a Culips member, and start improving your English with us today. To join, just visit culips.com or click on the link in the description for this episode.
And we also want to give a shout out to one of our listeners. And today our shout out is to Seni from South Korea. And Cassie, that doesn't seem like a regular Korean name to me. Maybe it could be. Occasionally, there are some interesting and unique Korean names that I haven't heard before, but this one seems pretty unique. So I don't know if it's a nickname or a real name. Anyways, regardless of that fact, we want to say thank you for this awesome review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts that Senny left us. And Senny wrote, "Hi, I'm Senny, who's from South Korea, and I'm currently doing my best to improve my English because I want to be a flight attendant. I was an exchange student in Italy for 6 months and came back to Korea last year. I've been feeling that my English skills have been going down since I haven't had many chances to talk in English in Korea. So I've started to listen to podcasts, and Culips is the best I've ever listened to. I love all of your stories, your chats between you and Anna and Cassie and Suzanne. All of your accents and your pronunciation is really easy to understand, and the vocabulary you use is so educational. I became such a big fan of Culips, and I already recommended it to my friends who want to improve their English. I appreciate all of your efforts and hope you record this podcast as long as you can. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in person someday." Wow. Very, very nice review. Thank you, Senny. That kind of review makes our day, I think. So we love hearing about that, and we're happy that you are improving your English with us. And I want to say a super big thank you for recommending Culips to your friends, because that really does help spread the word. I think word of mouth. Word of mouth is the expression we use when you tell your friends about, you know, a good restaurant that you've been to or a cool book that you've read. That kind of word of mouth recommendation is really helpful for us for finding new listeners and helping new listeners find and improve their English with Culips as well. So thank you again, Senny, for that awesome review, and for everybody else out there who is leaving us reviews and 5-star ratings and all of those great things on your favorite podcast platforms. Please keep it up. We really do appreciate it. And with that being said, Cassie, let's jump in and get started with our main topic of conversation for today about our double birthday bash coming up here soon. Cassie, why don't we start with you turning 30? So I guess, first of all, I should ask, maybe you could sum up your 20s for us. How were your 20s different than any other decade in your life? I guess you don't have too many to choose from, but like, how were your 20s in general? Was it a good decade for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think your 20s are definitely a learning decade, a growing decade, and kind of a transition decade. It's that period in your life when you're no longer a kid, you've left your parents' home, you've flown the coop.
Flown the coop and left the nest.
Exactly. And you're out on your own and you're trying to figure out what you want in life, but you have no money and not a lot of options. But I think I made a pretty good pathway. You know, I went to college, did an internship, moved to Korea, had so much fun there for a bunch of years, and made it into the international school scene and came to Thailand. It's been a pretty jam-packed 20s.
Yeah, I think you really took advantage of it. It's really wild to think that you did all of that only in your 20s. Because I feel like you are a decade ahead of me in life. Like, you also got married in your 20s. So yeah, you did all of that where I was more doing those things in my 30s. So that's really cool that you were right to it, very ambitious right from the start. So then what about for your upcoming birthday? Do you have any special plans for celebrating? Are you going to have a party or anything like that?
I totally should. I'm kind of boring. I mentioned this on the previous episode. Spring is just so busy with school, and I get into this kind of slump and burnout, you know, that feeling you're just tired all the time. So yeah, I totally want to hang out with my friends, but I don't even want to think about planning anything. Yeah, I think I'm just going to message my friends like a week or so before and say, "Hey, you want to grab dinner to celebrate?" Nothing, you know, big, kind of a low key thing, which is not usually what you do for your milestone birthdays, but it's just a busy time of the year.
In general, are you a birthday person? Like, some people really love celebrating their birthday, right? And it's like, it's my birthday week, it's my birthday month, and they go all out and really feel like their birthday is a special time for them. Personally, I've never really felt like I connected with that idea too much. But what about you? Are you like a birthday month, birthday week kind of person?
I'm the same as you, Andrew. I'm like, yeah, it's every other day. But I have a coworker who, she's so sweet, but she is definitely a birthday month kind of girl. And it was so funny because she turned 31 this year, but I thought she turned 30 because she had so many events. One weekend, I saw her going to like a club with some friends. And then a few days later, there was a brunch to celebrate her birthday. And then the next weekend, they did something else. And I was like, what is going on? But no, I think she loves birthdays.
Yeah. Some people do really love their birthday. And yeah, I've never been able to get too excited about my birthday. But yeah, whatever floats your boat, right? Whatever works for you is cool. And I think sometimes people have different celebrations for different groups of friends, right? Like, I could say that in my life, sometimes I've had multiple birthday parties too, because you have one birthday party with your family. Maybe you'll have like a birthday dinner with your family, and then one with your girlfriend or wife or something, and then one maybe with some of your other friends. So it can happen. And yeah, it's nice when that does happen. You get a lot of cake and a lot of delicious food. Nothing wrong with that.
I think my biggest milestone birthday, Andrew, was probably my 16th birthday. My mom, who is not like a huge birthday person, but she really steps it up on occasion. And on my 16th birthday, my best friend had moved away like a year or two before. So my mom threw a surprise party for me, where my new current really good friends were there. And then they had a giant present box in the center of the room. And I opened it up and it was my best friend that had moved away inside the box.
Nice. Wow. It must have been a real surprise.
Oh, it was so cool. And I was so lazy that day. I was a teenager, you know, and I didn't want to wash my hair. Like, I was like, Mom, where are we going? Do I have to wash my hair? And she's like, well, I would if I were you. And then thank God I did. I would have been so smelly.
Were you like, what is in the box? Like, it must have been a big box if a person could fit inside of it.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, maybe it's party supplies. I'll open it up and it's just like a bunch of balloons, or like, you know, that gimmick where it's a box inside of a box inside of a box inside of a box. You keep opening until it's a little gift.
Yeah.
But no, it was my friend.
Nice. I like that expression that you used just a moment ago. Maybe we could circle back and talk about it for a sec. You talked about your mom stepping up. She really stepped it up. What does that mean if you step up your effort into doing something?
Yeah, it means you take it to the next level. Maybe you usually are kind of a low key, you don't do too much for birthdays, but sometimes you really step it up and you go over the top for a birthday. You go all out, spend lots of money, or plan something really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we can use it to talk about tons of different activities. Whenever you put in extra effort to do a really good job, maybe you could step it up at the office and you work some overtime to finish the report or put some extra special details in the report or something. Or maybe if you play a team sport like soccer or something, and your team is losing, you're down in the second half with not too many minutes left on the clock, then the coach could call a timeout and say, okay, team, we need to step it up.
I can totally imagine that. It's got to be in a bunch of movies already.
Yeah. We need to put in some extra effort. So yeah, very good expression. Cassie, one thing I was thinking about when preparing this episode today, or getting ready for this episode, I was remembering some childhood birthday parties and some of the games that we would play at childhood birthday parties. I don't know, did you ever play any games? Like, I was thinking about pin the tail on the donkey. Did you ever play that one?
I'm sure I have. I don't know. Girls usually play games more like truth or dare or let's gossip about blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I'm thinking this is like maybe when I was like 6 or 7 years old. Like, it's just this funny game And I wonder if in other cultures they do this as well. It feels like this might be one of those global games with a slight variation, like in different countries, maybe it's, I don't know, pin the tail on the elephant or something, who knows. But in Canada, it's pin the tail on the donkey, and you have to blindfold one kid, and then you spin them around so they're a little dizzy and disoriented, and then they have to try and find a picture of a donkey, a little poster on the wall, and they're holding a little paper tail in their hand, and they have to pin it, and the student, or the kid, I guess, who gets the closest to pinning the tail in the correct location wins. And I remember playing that when I was a kid at some of my friends' birthday parties, and it always being fun, and that memory just came up today while I was thinking about this episode.
Yeah, totally. I definitely played Pin the Tail on the Donkey, but it's been so many years, I don't really remember. However, segueing, we talked about my 30th birthday and how I'm kind of low-key about it, but I'm curious, Andrew, are you the same, or are you doing something special for your 40th birthday coming up?
So my birthday is still a little ways away, but it's coming closer. And yeah, usually the last few years, I don't think I've done anything special to celebrate my birthday at all, ever. Like, probably my wife and I will have a little party together or something. We've done that the last few years, but never anything more than that. I've never had a gathering with friends or something like that. And I think, yeah, as we get older and busier, and especially in South Korea, life is really busy. And all of my friends are married and have families and stuff, so it's really hard to get everybody together. So that's fine. But this year feels a little bit different with turning 40. I remember even when my dad turned 40. So I was probably around 7 or 8 years old when my dad turned 40. And I remember my family making a big fuss about it. So my aunt, my dad's sister, and my older cousin, I have a cousin who is significantly older than me, maybe 20 years older than me or something. I remember they came over to my house really early in the morning to like wake my dad up and celebrate. And they hired some company. I don't know if this is a thing anymore, if this was just a fad in the early 90s. Cassie, maybe you can chime in and tell me. But I remember they rented, or they bought, pink flamingos, and they put them on our front lawn. So there were 40 pink flamingos on the front lawn.
I have never heard of this trend, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you look out in the lawn and there were all these pink flamingos, 40 of them. And it was a way to say like, hey, you're 40, and everybody in the neighborhood knows.
Are they alive, or are they like plastic pink flamingos?
No, they're like plastic pink flamingos.
I just imagine a bunch of real ones like honking in the yard.
That would be awesome. No, of course, they're not alive. They were just props. But yeah, I remember that. And I remember my aunt, I think, like kind of singing some little song or making some joke that was like, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40, something like that, which is incredible that I remember this all those years ago. So I think it must have been a special time. So I guess I grew up with that idea that your 40th birthday is kind of a unique birthday and something to celebrate. It's typically the midlife marker, right? Although I hope I live to be older than 80 years old, it's still traditionally the separator between being young and being middle-aged. So yeah, I think this year I would be happy to do something, but it really depends on my schedule as I get closer to my birthday. If I'm too busy, I'll just skip it. Also depends on maybe my friends and what my wife has in mind as well. So we'll see. I don't know if we have any special plans to celebrate quite yet, but I would be open to it this year. But in past years, I usually just don't do anything too special for my birthday.
Yeah, I really love the new tradition that I have since meeting my husband, and you probably do that too, is the tradition of eating Korean seaweed soup. Do you eat that on your birthday? Does your wife make it for you?
Yeah, she does. And it is a nice tradition. I even make it for her as well. Do you make it for your husband?
Yeah, I make it for my husband. He has not made it for me yet, but he says he really wants to this year. I know.
Oh, he's got to do it. I guess because you're living out of the country, you can get a pass.
Usually his mother does it for me.
Right. It's not the easiest food to cook. And for listeners who aren't familiar with it, it's called miyokguk, this soup. And it's seaweed with some beef as well. And it's a breakfast food. So you usually eat this for breakfast on your birthday to start your day. And it's really delicious. At first, it's kind of an acquired taste for Westerners, I think, because the seaweed is a little bit slippery. But to be honest, it has a pretty mild flavor. And so as soon as you can get the texture down and you acclimatize to the texture, then it's okay. And now I think it's really delicious. And it's a nice way to start the birthday. You like start with a birthday meal, and then maybe later in the day you can have a birthday dinner and then cake. So it's pretty good. It's a full day of eating on your birthday in Korea.
Exactly. So yeah, even if I don't have a party, I'm planning to have my husband make me some delicious seaweed soup. And then maybe we'll get a Dairy Queen ice cream cake, because that's a tradition I used to have back in the US. They have Dairy Queen here, which is very exciting.
Oh, nice. That's really funny that you say that, because also when I was a kid and growing up in Canada, Dairy Queen ice cream cakes, that was like the birthday cake. That was the go-to.
I know, right?
Yeah. And we don't have that in Korea, so I don't think I can have a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Dairy Queen, for listeners who don't know, is a fast food restaurant chain, but they're famous for having hot eats and cool treats. And the cool treats are like their line of ice cream, and they're famous for ice cream cakes. So, wow, that's awesome. An ice cream cake. I'm jealous, I gotta say.
I think they have a branch in Itaewon in Seoul, Andrew. You might be able to go digging for it, maybe.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to get on the subway, go over to Itaewon and check it out. That could be cool. Well, Cassie, I think we should wrap up here pretty soon. But before we do, I have one final question for you. And that is about surprise birthday parties. Now, you said earlier when you were younger, your mom kind of threw you a big surprise. But what happens if it were now? How would you feel these days if you came home from work and you went into your apartment to find that your husband had thrown you a surprise party with all of your friends? Would you feel awesome about that? Or would you be like, why didn't you tell me about this so we could have planned it out together?
Honestly, I think I would have been fine with it. I'm not like against surprises, but I would be more shocked. I feel like it's common to have surprises for kids because you know how special it would be for them. But for adults, I'm like, wow, you put in a lot of effort for me. I can't believe you kept it from me.
Yeah, I think I would probably be stressed out if some event just like totally changed my schedule without me knowing about it. I'd be like, oh my, I didn't schedule for this. I didn't plan for this. I can't take tonight off. No, but I kind of feel my wife has never thrown me a surprise birthday party before, but it feels like sometime in my future, I've got it coming. It feels like that is the kind of thing that she'd be able to do really well and hide it really well. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this year or not, but I feel like some year in the future, one day I will be surprised, and probably not this year, because if it came this year, I probably wouldn't be too surprised because it would be the year I would expect it. So it'd probably be like when I turned 43 or something. Who knows? Some random year when you least expect it. But I feel like she would be good at doing the planning and organizing and secret keeping required to throw a legit surprise party.
Yeah, you're lucky. You have a wife. I feel like the wives are usually better at the surprises than the husbands. The husbands are also just as sweet, but in different ways.
We get really excited, and so it's hard to keep a secret. You know, if I were to try and throw my wife a surprise party, I'd probably spill the beans early or something.
You'd want to tell her, guess what I did?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that for sure. Well, anyways, I think, Cassie, this is a good way to wrap up our episode and a good time to wrap up our episode. So let's leave it here for now. We do have some bonus questions and some bonus content that we're going to include for our members. So if you're a Qlips member, guys, you can listen to the ad-free version of this episode, which you can download through the dashboard. Just log into your Qlips.com account, and through the dashboard, you can get the ad-free version and listen to the bonus content. But for all of our regular listeners, guys, we're going to cut things off here for today. So thank you for listening. Cassie, thank you for co-hosting today, and happy birthday in advance.
Happy birthday to you too, Andrew.
Yes, thank you so much. And everyone, please don't forget to check out our Discord community if you haven't already. That is the place where our community gathers to connect and practice English together. And if you have any questions or comments about this episode, that is the perfect place to leave those questions and comments as well. We'll put the link to join our Discord in the description for this episode so you can easily find it and sign up. And of course, it's free. So we'd love to have you join us over on our Discord server. We'll see you there soon. But for now, that's it for us. And we'll be back soon in another brand new episode. Talk to you all then. Goodbye.
See ya.